Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer out of a job now because of controversy involving a Navy SEAL who was court-martialed. Defense Secretary Mark Esper forcing Spencer to resign over his handling of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's case. The Navy is reviewing the case to possibly strip him of his Navy SEAL status after he was convicted of posing for a photo with a corpse. President Trump opposes that review. Democratic White House hopeful U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's seen enough evidence in the impeachment inquiry for it to go to trial in the Senate.
Yes, I made this very clear that I think this is an impeachable offense. All of the senators, including our Republican colleagues, are going to have to make this decision.
She spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
I hate my toaster. It's way too slow, never gets my toast right, and sadly, my toast comes out dry and tasteless. We at Revolution Cooking totally reinvented the toaster, creating the world's first high-speed smart toaster. There's nothing remotely like it on the planet. It's so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. I trashed my old dumb toaster, and you can too. Don't put up with dry, tasteless, burnt, or barely toasted toast, or those lousy toasters that drive us all nuts in hotel breakfast lines. Just pick your level of toastiness on the easy-to-use touchscreen, hit start, and quickly get perfect toast every time. Toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and flavorful inside. It's the perfect holiday gift. So perfect, Williams-Sonoma is showcasing our super smart toaster in their new holiday catalog. For the fastest, best-tasting toast ever, save 20% and get free shipping. Go to starttherevolution.com, promo code START. That's starttherevolution.com, promo code START. Throw away your toaster and go to starttherevolution.com.
Thanksgiving travel figures to be kind of a challenge as storms are forecast across most of the nation. Wintry weather's already hitting the Northeast. Snow and ice from Ohio to New England, and more bad weather is expected from the Southwest to the Great Lakes starting today. In Alabama, they're mourning the death of a longtime county sheriff. Lowndes County Sheriff John Williams was shot and killed during an otherwise routine incident on Saturday night in which he was called to the scene of a report of loud music in a parking lot. His death has hit a lot of folks hard. Callie Griffin is one of them.
He just was taken too quick and too fast, you know, and because I know everybody, you did not have to die. You're not here to stay. But it's just a shock.
No motive's been established. The suspect, an 18-year-old William Case Johnson, ended up surrendering about 4 hours later. He's the son of a Montgomery County sheriff's deputy. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA's Wendy King has a look at the top movies in the theaters over the weekend.
Has Elsa seemed weird to you?
She seems like Elsa.
Find who is calling to you. They may have answers.
I'm going with you.
Anna? No.
Excuse me, I climbed the North Mountain, survived a frozen heart, and saved you from my ex-boyfriend, so... you know, I'm coming.
As expected, Disney's Frozen 2 cleaned up at the box office over the weekend, bringing in $127 million. Dropping down to number 2, Ford vs. Ferrari with Matt Damon and Christian Bale at $16 million. Number 3, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers, bringing in $13.5 million. Number 4, 21 Bridges with Chadwick Boseman, grossed $9.3 million. Number 5, Midway with $4.7 million. 6 is Playing with Fire, bringing in $4.6 million. The Good Liar with Helen Mirren and Ian McKellen is at number 7 with $3.4 million. Just under that, the remake of Charlie's Angels at $3.2 million at number 8. Number 9, Last Christmas with Emma Thompson, bringing in $3 million, and The Joker drops down to number 10 with $2.8 million. I'm Wendy King.
Remember to find us online. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So what most of us can agree on is that this country is off track, and it's very costly when you're talking about a government that costs us about $4 to $5 trillion a year. Just a little bit here, a little bit there, you know, a little incompetency, and it all adds up. And meanwhile, the $23 trillion in debt continues to grow. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, with the Horowitz report already being leaked out and us getting a little bit of an idea of what's going on, and all these other stories that have been emanating from the Mueller investigation. I mean, after all, we paid $70 million plus for it. Maybe there's something to be redeemed out of it. Well, our next guest is an author, and she wrote the book To Plea or Not to Plea, The Story of Rick Gates and the Mueller Investigation. Daphne Barak is with us right now. Daphne, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on to talk about this, because, you know, the Democrats often talk about a fact pattern. And I say there is a fact pattern that's out there. And when you break down what happened with Rick Gates, you start to see the formula that the left has been using, not only on Rick Gates, but Paul Manafort. I mean, just go right down the line, Michael Flynn. It all seems to be very consistent. So explain to our audience Rick Gates. They haven't heard Rick Gates' name, maybe hardly at all. I mean, especially when, you know, I got to tell you, Daphne, I'm hearing that more people have not heard Joe Biden admit that he was involved in a quid pro quo from his own voice. So if they haven't heard that, they probably haven't heard a whole lot about Rick Gates either.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, Adina, the reason I usually interview everybody knows, head of state and A-list celebrities like Michael Jackson and whatever, and Amy Winehouse, you name it, and even dictators like Gaddafi or Arafat or Mugabe, who just died. So it's really the big interview. The reason I chose to focus on Rick Gates, who, by the way, was introduced to me by my friend Eric Trump, and Donald Trump has been a long-time friend. We're just going to Mar-a-Lago tomorrow. We're going to be with him third time in a row for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
So the reason I chose Rick Gates is Rick had actually been a very important guy behind the scenes. He chose to be in the shadow, and he says in the book, he explained that when he was in Germany, when his father was in the military service, he was a teenager, he liked to play football or what we call here soccer, and he learned that it's not good to outshine the leader. It's always good to be number two or three, a team player, and become very likable. So Rick Gates was a guy that was a deputy campaign manager, and then, not less important, the deputy of Tom Barrack, my good friend, who was the chairman of the inauguration. So he was a guy that each one of us would call for friends to get tickets to the candlelight dinner with the then elect President Donald Trump and Mike Pence, or better still to the inauguration, or afterwards, people who didn't have my contact would hand him his resume that he will recommend them on a job in the new administration. Mm-hmm. So he didn't choose to be in the limelight. And sadly, the day that his name became worldwide famous was the day that he and Paul Manafort were, if you remember, was the big first two indictments of Robert Mueller. And, of course, the Mueller team allegedly leaked the fact that there would be indictments on Monday, on a Friday before. So everybody would speculate during the weekend, who are these two? And it would master the headlines. And that's why I chose now just to get the conversation going. You're so right. You're really on the money. It's time to investigate the investigators, because what the book is revealing, that it's the first inside the investigation as well, although it's really the story of the big dilemma, to plea or not to plea, and we'll get to that in a second. But what the book reveals, that we did not know, and for a reason, because the Mueller team made sure that nobody talked. As you know, Weissman, number two of Mueller, even made sure that Paul Manafort signed a part of his plea deal. People forgot that he was forced to do a plea deal afterwards as well.
Exactly.
He would never write a book. But Weissman afterwards quit his job and go and get a lucrative book deal about the Mueller investigation that you and I and all your listeners sponsored from our taxpayer money. You go and explain. But
right.
I revealed that they knew so early on that there was never a Russian collusion. Rick Gates said, and he's a key witness aside, Mike Flynn, he said from day one, no Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. And as I told the president about it in private conversations. And as you know, he could have lost the plea deal because they wanted him to say, yes, Russian collusion, right?
Right.
So they kept asking him and others. They knew about each other because they were, of course, checking between, comparing their testimonies. So they kept asking them again and again about Russian collusion. In many ways, you know how investigators do, and that's okay. That's absolutely right. But around mid-summer 2018, around mid-end of June, suddenly they stopped asking. And I'm revealing it in my book. They stopped asking. And they went to other things, like inauguration, was there any foreign money involved, or quid pro quo, or whatever. So it was very clear to Rick and to the others that there was no, they concluded, they had the conclusion about Russian collusion. They didn't ask anything any longer. As you remember, the Mueller report was published only 9 months later, end of March 2018. But what happened 3-4 months after they had the conclusion about the Russian collusion? There was the midterm election, November 2018.
Right.
And the Republicans lost the House, and I told Donald Trump. And as Kevin McCarthy, the only one I told at the time beside Trump, yelled at me, Daphne, that's why we lost the House.
Yes.
They wanted everybody to know, to think that, oh my God, who knows what's coming in the Mueller report about the Russian collusion. He's going to charge somebody, right? You remember all the rumors.
Oh, yeah, so, exactly.
So you and I and the whole country went and voted while thinking, oh, my God, something is so wrong there. Who knows what will come out?
Mm-hmm.
And the paradox is that Robert Mueller was appointed to find out if there was any interference in the elections of 2016, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, by concluding what he concluded around June or July, it must be June 2018, keeping it to himself for 3-4 months, letting us go and vote in 2018 and not telling us what he found out, he actually interfered in the 2018 election.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm glad you're bringing that up, because the manipulation that has taken place, and here it is, the faux disdain they have for Russian collusion and interference, when we have had domestic interference in epic terms, have we not?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's just and now what they were trying. It's very funny. You know that it's not funny, but it's
I'll tell you what, Daphne. We're going to go to break, and I want you to tell the story when we come back. Daphne Barak is with us. Her book, To Plea or Not to Plea. The conversation will continue. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Your mind.
Look, I want you to be encouraged, America. This is a time for a comeback, but you've got to activate. You cannot sit back and allow this government to happen to you. Donald Trump has handed us our government back in our hands. Remember on his inauguration speech, which some commentators said it was a dark speech. He said he was returning the government to its rightful hands, the hands of we the people. But if we the people are not there to catch it, and we drop the ball, then we're going to have more of the same. Daphne Barak continues with us, author of the book, To Plea or Not to Plea, The Story of Rick Gates and the Mueller Investigation. Daphne, before the break, you were starting to tell us a story, and we've had people wait long enough. So go ahead and finish your story.
You're great. So what I wanted to tell you, as you know, poor Roger Stone, as Roseanne Barr just text messaged me yesterday, poor Roger Stone. So Roger Stone, you and I and your listeners, again, were asked or we were forced to shell millions of dollars just to put him on trial for lying to the Congress. Okay, great. And such a big spectacle. 20 or something FBI agents raiding his house in the before dawn. The poor guy is the retired over 60 years old.
Which CNN, by the way, Daphne, luckily just happened to be there, right, without being tipped off. It's a miracle.
Because, exactly. I've done some of the biggest coups in the world, and I had to work hard for it.
Yes.
That's the difference. So they put him in trial, and Rick Gates was supposed to be the key witness. By the way, it's third trial in a row. People don't know that he did not want to do any of those. You understand? They really keep pressure on you.
Exactly.
And, of course, it's clean. And, when the government is after you, you don't have any choice. He didn't even have to plea and not to plea. It was when 118 days he debated. There was nothing to debate. The moment they decided to go after him, or after Flynn, there's nothing. They lost all their money. They lost their reputation. They called each one of them a liar because they made sure they charged them for lying to the FBI. And, after 117 days or so, Rick Gates just broke down because he lost everything
and
they dropped the charges. Right. He didn't have the millions of Paul Manafort. There's nothing to talk about, right?
Right.
So anyway, he was forced to testify in this third trial, which he refused. He fought hard. But if you notice, and I'm sure you do because you're smart, neither Flynn nor Mike Flynn have still not been sentenced. We're talking 2 years after after Manafort and Gates were indicted. What's there to talk about? So they are both going to be sentenced next month, December 17, right? Great.
Right.
More than 2 years after.
Right.
And it was a condition. Gates was told in so many words that there is no sentencing before you complete your obligation. And the obligation was changing by the day and expanding. And the last one was really to testify against Roger Stone.
Roger Stone.
Roger Stone. And basically, Gates actually liked Stone, so he didn't want to do that. And nobody takes Stone seriously. You know,
right. He's a character, and he's been on with us several times. He's flamboyant, and he's out there and good fun. And, of course, he may have likely exaggerated a bit regarding the connection. I mean, my sense is, I'm not sure yours, Daphne, but I think that he may have exaggerated a bit with his connection with Julian Assange.
Absolutely. You are so, I'm telling you, I have to meet you. Thank God I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. I mean, this is so smart. What happened is, on a psychological basis, Stone felt very abandoned by being dropped by Trump because he was the master behind the plan to erase Donald Trump for president. And the moment it became serious after all these years, he was dropped. And,
right.
And he felt very, neglected, rejected, whatever.
Sure.
And so he came with, oh, you have to talk to me. I have the one thing you need. I have the one thing you need. So he probably lied or exaggerated. And now the fallacy is that basically he was charged for telling the truth because he actually had been lying about this connection. That's my theory. But here is a big scoop for you. So basically the trial is going on. Rick doesn't want to testify. But, of course, he needs this sentencing. He needs to go on with his life. He has four kids. Three are so they're so young that they don't even know after 2 years that something is wrong with daddy, because him and his wife managed to shelter them. His wife has a health crisis as a result of everything. He needs the sentencing, as Flea needs the sentencing. They ran out of any funds, right? So
But I think Sidney Powell is trying to save Mike Flynn, and she's fighting hard for him right now. Sidney Powell, of course,
good for her. I'm very proud of her.
Yes.
So basically, so he goes. Rick Gates is going and testify, and of course they knew. I said to Rick Gates at the time when he was thinking whether to plea or not to plea. I called, and my husband almost killed me. He's joining the administration. He said, "Are you crazy? What are you calling him? The FBI? He's going to listen to our phone." I said, "Look, we know him. Eric Trump introduced us. We cannot just turn our back when somebody is in problem." And I said, "Look, Rick, whether you plea or not to plea, it's nobody's business," because he was really, really torn.
Yes.
And I said, "You know, it's up to your wife, your parents, you have a family. Only advice I'm giving you, whether you plea or not, tell the truth, because they already know it, so don't fall into it." Mm-hmm. So what happened, they had the Roger Stone, phones filed, and they saw he was calling Donald Trump directly at this and this time, right? They knew where Donald Trump is, they knew who was with him, so they make Rick Gates admit that Trump talked to Roger Stone about Assange, whether, I'm accepting it's true. And, you know, knowing Trump, you know, he listens to many people, you know, in the clubs. I don't even, Trump is too smart to even take Roger Stone that seriously. If he did, he hadn't been fired him, right? So,
right.
I mean, so basically, that's the idea. So I get I'm getting usual text from Steve Bannon, right? Steve Bannon was a other key witness in the Roger Stone trial. And Steve, you are being portrayed as a hostile witness, the one with Rick Gates who is going to send Stone to jail. And he said, Steve Bannon is texting me back, and he said, "Daphne, what are you talking about? I mean, how can he lie when you have texts and emails and they know everything? I'm not going to go to jail because of him. You know, I tried to fight a subpoena. You can fight subpoenas, so, you know, once or twice, and that's it, right?"
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then I said, after, you know, he's charged, then we are very surprised that Roger Stone doesn't even give a defense. There was no defense. Forget about the fact that he was not put on the stand. There was nothing. Mm-hmm. So we didn't understand. Then, of course, he's charged with everything, and he is found guilty. And then Bannon is sending me a very, very interesting text. And, you know, sometimes Bannon is too smart, and that's why... That's what happened to him. But sometimes I do like to listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, "Look, you don't understand. That was the whole purpose of this exercise. The whole Roger Stone trial was to get Rick Gates to say on in court, not only in the Robert Mueller report, in court, that he was there and he heard Donald Trump talking to Roger Stone about Julian Assange, and then he made a remark about it. Why? Because at that point they already had Trump answers, written answers to Robert Mueller, where he said, "No, I don't recall any conversation with Roger Stone about Assange." A big deal. First of all, so that's how the whole idea that you and I paid for this big trial of Roger Stone, according to Bannon, is really to make sure that since people didn't really read the Robert Mueller report, and by the way, they didn't read it because it was written so badly. You know?
Exactly.
The guy should hire somebody like you to make it spicy or a good writer, right?
Right.
But because nobody really read it, I had to read it, but it was really a torture. So basically, okay, let's put it in court. Oh, now there are big headlines. And now, because they're doing the impeachment, now they want to add another article that Trump lied about Trump. But if you notice what Trump actually answered in life, that I don't recall it. That's my recollection, I don't recall. I mean, the guy was traveling five states a day.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, Daphne, we got to leave it there. So I look forward to having you back, and hopefully we can get together when you come here to Florida. This is Bill Martinez. Daphne Barak has been our guest, author of To Plea or Not to Plea, linked on our website, by the way. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer out of a job now because of controversy involving a Navy SEAL who was court-martialed. Defense Secretary Mark Esper forcing Spencer to resign over his handling of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's case. The Navy is reviewing the case to possibly strip him of his Navy SEAL status after he was convicted of posing for a photo with a corpse. President Trump opposes that review. Democratic White House hopeful U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's seen enough evidence in the impeachment inquiry for it to go to trial in the Senate.
Yes, I made this very clear that I think this is an impeachable offense. All of the senators, including our Republican colleagues, are going to have to make this decision.
She spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bill Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. VA researchers are studying innovative strategies and technologies, including group visits, telemedicine, peer counseling, and internet-based education and case management to enhance access to diabetes care and to improve outcomes for patients. In addition, VA researchers are working to develop better ways to prevent or treat diabetes, especially in special populations such as the elderly, amputees, minorities, spinal cord injured patients, and those with kidney or heart disease. The disease affects nearly 25% of VA's patient population and is the leading cause of blindness, end-stage renal disease, and amputation. Nearly 30 million Americans have diabetes, according to the CDC, and 84 million more Americans are at risk to develop the disease. VA recognizes November as being American Diabetes Month and is thankful to all its vets for their service to the nation. VA's research breakthroughs would not be possible without the veterans who have volunteered to participate in these VA studies. Back with us, always good to be talking with Dr. David Aaron, Director of Clinical Program Research and Education at the Cleveland VA Medical Center with the Department of Veterans Affairs. And we're going to talk more about the innovative strategies for vets with diabetes. Dr. Aaron, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. It's a privilege to be a VA physician and a VA researcher, something I've been for 40 years.
Wow, 40 years. How did you start in this?
How did I start? Well, the truth of the matter is I came to the Cleveland VA because I got offered a job. And I've stayed here. I mean, that's the reality, and I've stayed here ever since. Mm-hmm. And have had just a tremendous opportunity to do research. And my research is focused on providing diabetes care most effectively.
David,
yes, go ahead.
No, I'm just amazed. I mean, to have four decades of experience like this, wow, I mean, this must be, you know, quite an opus for you to look back and just see how much the VA has done and how research has developed and everything. I mean, we could probably talk for hours about this. This is fascinating.
It's absolutely amazing how medicine has changed since the time that I graduated from medical school in 1975. There are diseases that we see now that we never heard of, and now that we treat them routinely, like HIV, for example, and the VA has been a leader in providing HIV care. Tons of research in the VA, and HIV is associated, and the medications that are used to treat it are associated with a higher frequency of diabetes, and we're now seeing people with chronic HIV being treated who are getting the complications of diabetes. In a sense, it's a triumph, but it's also a tragedy at the same time.
Exactly.
And that makes life as a researcher most interesting, and as a physician, also pretty darn interesting.
Well, and here it is, you know, for you to have the ability to work in a facility, you know, like the VA, you know, that's quite the, I always tell people that can be quite the canvas to paint on, so to speak, you know, as far as a creative resource. And then you have the vets themselves that we had mentioned earlier that participate in all this research as well. So it's quite the symbiotic relationship, isn't it?
Oh, these guys and gals are great. Okay, I love my patients. I just absolutely love them. It's a privilege to come to work every day. It really is. That's the way I view things. That's what gets me coming in here every day. One thing about the VA that people don't really think about is that we usually think this is government, it's bureaucracy, there's red tape everywhere, you can't do anything. In fact, we have more flexibility to try new things out than they do in the private sector. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Well, see, these are some of the untold stories, you know.
Yeah.
It's important for people to hear because the VA has been getting a bad rap because, you know, the thing that happens is not so much necessarily all the great things, but it's just maybe sometimes the things that just don't, you know, that aren't successful that we hear about.
And those things are real. There's no doubt about it. Okay, I don't want to hide that. Every system has its problems. VA's problems tend to get played out in the press. Private sector problems get played out in the courts. It's a bit different. But let me just give you an example of how integrated into the future the VA is. So with these group visits where we have a bunch of people with diabetes have a medical appointment together with a multidisciplinary team so all their needs can be met and, critically important, that they can problem solve for each other.
Wow.
When you have one veteran who had a problem and asks the others, well, how did you deal with that? Those veterans come up with something that the person who asked the question can actually do. It's not some dry stuff that's pulled out of a textbook. And since stories are everything, I wanted to make sure that medical students, and I teach in the medical school, understood this. So we ran a group visit in front of the first-year medical students.
Oh, wow.
And they could see, I mean, first of all, they're wearing their white coats for like the first time.
Right.
They're hearing these stories, you know, about from veterans. We had a half a dozen veterans and one spouse came as well as the whole team. And it was just an incredibly emotional experience. The veterans got a standing ovation at the end to be able to tell their stories of what it's like to have an illness that requires a lot of work on the part of the one who has it.
Well,
it's really something.
Yeah, the one who has it and the caretaker as well to make sure that they are following.
Absolutely.
You know, yeah, it's quite the relationship, as you say. Let's talk about some of the early symptoms of diabetes. What do we need to look out for?
Sure. The most common symptoms are frequent urination, particularly getting up at night to urinate. People can feel thirsty, tend to drink a lot. This is related to the high blood sugar. Some people get blurred vision. And there are many people walking around who have diabetes and don't know it because the symptoms can be pretty darn mild and can be easily overlooked and then end up coming to us when they've already have established complications like problems with nerves, with the nerves that cause numbness and tingling in the hands and feet.
Well, I want you to address also the different types of diabetes.
Certainly. There are two major types of diabetes. There's type 1 diabetes, which is the one we typically associated with kids, although it can occur at any age, and we're seeing an increasing number of those folks in the VA. But 95% of diabetes is so-called type 2 diabetes, whereas type 1 diabetes is due to a complete deficiency of the key hormone insulin. Type 2 diabetes, this a combination of deficiency and inability to respond normally to insulin. So many patients with type 2 diabetes don't require insulin treatment early on, although they may well require insulin after they've had diabetes for, you know, a long period of time.
Exactly. Well, we're talking with Dr. David Aaron, Director of Clinical Program Research and Education at the Cleveland VA Medical Center. Dr. Aaron, what are some types of treatments, the new types of treatments for diabetes?
Right. So there are the old standbys that are, you know, sort of tried and true that we've been using for a long time. And there are new drugs in both in the pipeline and relatively recently released that look extremely promising when it comes to reducing the likelihood of kidney disease. And diabetes is a major cause of patients with end-stage renal disease requiring dialysis.
Exactly. Well, we've got to wrap things up, Dr. Aaron. We appreciate your time. Remind everybody very quickly where they can go for more information.
Please go to our website, www.research.va.gov, for more information.
Perfect.
And thank you to America's veterans.
You got it. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Aaron. Take care. Have a great day.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
This is sponsored by Facebook. The holiday season is the best time to give back to the causes we care about, whether in our own community or across the globe. Giving Tuesday, celebrated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving in the U.S., is fueled by the power of social media and collaboration. This Giving Tuesday, Facebook will match up to $7 million in donations made on donate buttons and fundraisers on Facebook for U.S. nonprofits. There are over 1 million nonprofits that can fundraise on Facebook, so it's easy to find either a local or national organization to support, and 100% of donations made go directly to the nonprofit. Roya Winner is the communications manager for social impact at Facebook.
You can give back this holiday season and beyond in easy and impactful ways. With Facebook's fundraising tools, you can donate and help any nonprofit with a cause that's close to your heart.
For more, visit facebook.com/fundraisers. That's facebook.com/fundraisers.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just like that, we're back with you. How you doing? Good to have you along with us. I know we're covering a lot of important ground here. I mean, you know, from politics to diabetes, you know, hey, that's just the way we roll here. I mean, to give you the full breadth of, you know, what's out there in the culture. Because otherwise, if we're just focused on congressional hearings and all the politics stuff, our heads are going to explode. Because, look, there's a lot that's there. And there's certain things that we can do, but we need to utilize and utilize our resources and our intelligence in a way that is not going to be shotgunned all over the place. And we'll end up spending a bunch of energy and getting ourselves all knotted up in a bunch of frustration. You know what I'm saying? Look, we're going to have to play this out. You know, the government has been in existence for a long time. This bureaucracy. But again, I give you some solitude and some advice that we are in charge. This is a government of for by we the people, okay? By definition, which is the law. It's been codified that we're in charge here. It is them who serve at our pleasure, okay? Just like some of the, you know, some of the bureaucrats in the state are understanding that they serve at the president's pleasure. Well, the president serves at our pleasure as well. I know that might be hard for you to get your brain wrapped around that because for so long we haven't exercised that fact. But that is the fact, Jack, as they say. So important for us to hold on to the truth and exercise that truth, you know, for the benefit of the kids that are going to follow our children and our grandkids. So good to have you with us. Right now, it is time for the one and only Adam Holtz. He feels better now. Got on the other side of whatever bug that was attacking you, huh?
Well, I'm trying to. I'm battling my way through it. I'm still coughing a lot. So
wow.
If I have a little tuberculosis fit right in the middle of things here, you'll know what happened.
Well, that's okay. I mean, if we need to do something to revive you, it will be done because it's important that you're here with us, brother. Let me tell you, Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family, PluggedIn.com is where you want to go for all the information. Number one, as expected, Frozen 2, huh?
Yeah, Frozen 2. And I don't know if it would be possible for this movie to have exceeded expectations because we all knew it was going to be big, but it made $127 million this weekend in the United States alone and $350 million worldwide. And that's a lot of money. It's the biggest animated opening ever for the month of November and the fifth largest November opening of all time. It actually topped Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 1.
Amazing.
I mean, seriously, Frozen bigger than Harry Potter? That's big.
It's big. Yeah, who would have thought, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, families who've seen it already will have a good idea of what I'm talking about here. In some ways, it's exactly what you expected. It's Elsa and Anna and Kristoff and Olaf off on another rollicking adventure. And we get some really great messages about sacrifice, about sisterhood, about pressing on when things seem dark and dreary. But I will say there's quite a bit of dark and dreariness here. You know, there's a scene where Anna ends up just kind of by herself trying to figure out if she can press on or not. And I think the other thing that surprised me was some of the spiritual stuff here. The story revolves around Elsa hearing a magical voice in the wilderness, and she goes off to find it. And it's a pretty complex plot. I'm not going to try to summarize the whole thing, but the gist of it is there's another group of people in another part of the forest near Arendelle, and they've been sealed off by this magical mist. And the magical mist is related to four elemental spirits, fire, water, earth, and air. And Elsa, as we find out, because she also is magical, has a sort of important relationship with them. And whereas I think most Disney magic is pretty nondescript, you know, it's kind of the Acme box magic that we might see in a Roadrunner cartoon. This was more specific than I was expecting. You know, when we start talking about elementals and these Stonehenge kind of monuments, the whole thing kind of had a vaguely pagan feel to me. And it doesn't mean it's not navigable. My family went to it. I talked about it with my daughters. They're like, Dad, what's the big deal? And I said, well, it's not that it's a big deal, but here's the thing. There is a spiritual worldview here, and we need to be aware.
Exactly.
Talk about it.
Exactly.
So,
that's the important thing, is that families should not cower from it. It's an opportunity to discuss it. Disney, thank you for bringing it up. Let's fortify our kids in such a way so that they're smarter and they're just not running around like everybody else just thinking, okay, because that's when life happens to you, right?
Exactly.
And God never intended that, for life to happen to us. We are liberated agents by His grace and mercy.
That's exactly right.
For a specific purpose, and really, when you think about it, boy, that's really the grand prize, isn't it?
No, that's right, and I think as Christians, we of all people, not to sound arrogant, but we have a coherent worldview that allows us to filter things consistently, and it doesn't mean that we never choose to, you know, maybe see something that has a different worldview, which frankly is almost everything on television and at the theaters.
Right.
But we have a filter that we can put it through that helps us to understand it. And then we can ask the question, you know, is there influence here that might be negative? And obviously, I don't think most kids are going to run off and become pagans. I don't want anybody to mishear me.
Right.
But I also think that when we see different spiritual ideas in movies, it can quietly contribute to this idea of, you know, all religions are basically the same, and they
all roads lead to heaven. Yeah,
and they don't. Christianity is unique and distinct, and it's differentiated from every other belief system. So, you know, again, we have to be actively and intentionally engaged in talking about those things.
Exactly. And I want to go back to what you said earlier about arrogance. Well, I'll tell you, people of faith understand it's not about arrogance. It's about humility.
It is about humility.
You know, because when you have been forgiven, you realize, gosh, without God, where would we be? And, oh, by the way, let's look back in history, and let's look at the heroes of humankind. How many, in incredible numbers, Adam, were led by God's Spirit?
Absolutely. Well, we serve a God who, if we're following Him the right way, who was it? Bonhoeffer said he bids a man to take up his cross and to come and die. You know, the call is to sacrifice on behalf of others, and I think sometimes Christians get a bad rap for, well, for all kinds of things, but ultimately Jesus calls us to follow Him. He calls us to lay down our lives, and He calls us to love and serve others sacrificially. And, and that, you know, obviously because of what He did for us. We don't do it to earn our salvation. We do it because of what's already been given to us.
Yeah, and what we have, I mean, the reason, you know, going back to why God blessed Abram. And he says, I'm going to bless you so that you bless others. You're going to pay it forward.
Absolutely.
You know, and
absolutely,
that's what we do as people of faith. I mean, the blessings that God has given us, we don't contain.
Yep.
You know, we pass it and pay it forward. And we do so as we mature more and more naturally, seamlessly, and not trying to garner any honor ourselves, because we understand what we are sharing with others comes from a hallowed position.
Yes,
and we have no right to that glory. We are blessed by it to bless others.
And that's a perfect segue into the other big film this weekend, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which did about what people anticipated. It did 13.5-ish, which, you know, these aren't Frozen numbers, but A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is a movie based on a true story. They've monkeyed with a few little details, but it's mostly accurate. About a hard-bitten, cynical, angry reporter from Esquire magazine who in 1999 was assigned to write a piece on Mr. Rogers. They were doing an issue focusing on heroes.
Right.
And this guy, you know, basically treated it as a joke, and he wanted to write a hit piece on Mr. Rogers. And he goes to the show, and he begins this relationship with Fred Rogers, which is remarkable and incredible. And I will say, this is my favorite film of the year.
I got to tell you, I'm right with you on it. I've been bragging about this. We've interviewed Tom Juneau, who is the writer, and also the writers of the movie, which I thought was good fun. Because I said, okay, when you guys were writing this, who were you thinking about playing Mr. Rogers? They said, well, as a matter of fact, it was Tom Hanks, but we never thought in a million years that he would do it. I said, really? And I said, well, how did that happen? He said, well, the director comes in and she asks us the same question you just asked us. Said, you know, who do you envision playing Mr. Rogers? We said, well, Tom Hanks, but there's no way in a million years you're going to get Tom Hanks. She goes, well, let me call him. She dials his digits. Hey, Tom, how you doing, man? What do you think about playing Mr. Rogers? He says, well, I guess I should play Mr. Rogers.
That's awesome.
And the writers, you imagine the writers, they're sitting there, their jaws hit the desktop. Oh, my God, we got Tom Hanks to play the role of Mr. Rogers. Unbelievable.
Well, the thing I love about this movie, and it sounds like you've talked about it some, so I won't belabor the
point. No, it's okay. No, your perspective, I love it.
It really, to me, it shows the power of kindness.
Mm.
And I think even while Mr. Rogers was still alive, there were times where he was kind of the butt of jokes. He's like, oh, you know, what are you going to do, act like Mr. Rogers? And, and you know, he was kind of a goody-good and, just a guy that it was easy to take shots at. And since his death, I think in 2003... he has become something of, I think, an American saint, and people have realized the depth of his influence, and it flowed from his kindness, and his kindness flowed at least in part from his faith.
Exactly. Going back to what we talked about.
Yep. So, great movie if you need something to go see this week.
Well, and I got to tell you, based on the numbers that we saw, many families leaving room for that, and I believe especially for this season, going into the holiday season with Thanksgiving and that, what a picture to see to remind everybody that kindness is a good thing, huh?
Absolutely. We need it.
No, highly recommended. I'm with you on that, Adam. I got to tell you, I was so touched by it, especially the scene. The people are going to love the scene in the subway, right?
Oh, the subway scene. If it doesn't make you cry, you know, maybe you should go to the doctor.
Yeah, it is totally precious. But as you say, this is, you know, these are these attributes that Jesus example to us. And Fred Rogers' wife says, look, it wasn't that he was perfect,
right,
but he worked at it.
He worked
right?
at it. That's
exactly.
Right. It's a message for our time right now, I think.
Adam Holtz, thank you, Adam.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters.